Okay. Parashat Vayikra.
This one?
Yeah. Parag Aleph Pasuk Tet. Slav Davka on the Pasuk.
You upload this as well?
Yeah. Slav Davka on the Pasuk, but it's about the Korbanot. The Ramban has a famous comment about the Rambam. It says the Rambam explains the reason behind bringing Korbanot was that the Mitzrim and the ancient Kazdim, Am Yisrael lived among them, and they worshipped animals. So Hashem specifically gave us the Mitzvah of Korbanot so that the Kofrim and the other religions and people in our religion who had gone astray would see that which that they're viewing as important is what we're going to end up sacrificing to Hashem. So the Ramban says that's the view of the Rambam, and the Ramban is bothered by this. He says, really? Because of the nonsense and the thoughts, the wrong ideas that these people have, Hashem is going to command us this mitzvah, and he goes at length to refute the Rambam. So Yamas Yaakov says, the Rambam tells us what's going on here when he offers that explanation. The Rambam in Hilchot Me'ilah says that people are supposed to try and figure out the reason behind the mitzvot. That's what we're supposed to do. We have mitzvot, we're supposed to figure out why we're doing them. Now, in terms of the ramifications, so that obviously is limited, meaning just because we come up with the reason, it doesn't thereby affect the mitzvah. But we're supposed to try and understand what we're doing. And when we get to a mitzvah where we don't understand the mitzvah, we don't understand its reason, we don't understand some of its details, at that point we're supposed to say they're a chok and it has no tam. And the Rambam says the korbanot kulam ichlal chukim heim. The korbanot are a chok. And he says because he throws in further, the Chachamim say because of the avodah de korbanot the whole world exists. And because we fulfill the chukim and the mashpatim, we get to chayei olam haba. So that's what the Rambam writes. So Mr. Yaakov says, we see from this Rambam, miyad b'tchilat dibaro, what does he write? Ra'oi litbonen b'mishpatei ha-Torah kedosha. What is this word, ha-kedosha? You should think about and delve into the ideas of the Torah ha-kedosha. He doesn't use, he uses the word Torah many times in Mishnah Torah. He doesn't always refer to it as Torah ha-kedosha. He says, rather, why does he use it here? He says there are times where our limited knowledge can't grasp or comprehend the reason behind some of the mitzvot. Nonetheless, we have to, according to the best of our abilities, try and offer an explanation. And if we see that we're not successful, so then we say that they're chukim, and therefore we shouldn't limit in any way their importance because we don't understand them, etc. That's what he says, the idea behind the Rambam. But yet, he points out that in the Rambam, there's another idea that explains the Korbanot possibly. And this is what I found quite interesting. He says, there are three ways that you can become an Eved Hashem. The first way is through Torah. That's the highest level. You're considered a Mekabel Torah. If you're Eved Hashem with Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu was actually referred to as Eved Hashem. The second level, slightly lower, is tefillah. Even though it is not as high a level of Torah, obviously it's still a very high level, but we saw, how do we know it's not a high level as Torah? Because the Gemara discusses in the theoretical possibility, because we don't have this in our times, but if somebody who's what's called Torah To, Umana To, which doesn't have to do with people who learn instead of going to the Israeli army, but actually was a Gemara term referring to somebody who learns Torah all day, and he might actually be putter from tefillah, because if he's so busy learning, he shouldn't have to stop to daven. So since the Gemara sees that as a possibility or even a conclusion, so we see that Eved Hashem through Torah is on a higher level of Eved Hashem through tefillah. So nonetheless,
shouldn't then there be another level below tefillah?
Yes, it's coming.
Of learning Torah, but not being Torah Emunato, in which case tefillah does take precedence?
Tefillah takes precedence, meaning you stop learning in order to daven.
Right.
That's true nonetheless. But we see that the Eved Hashem level of Torah is higher than the Eved Hashem level of tefillah.
you're essentially saying it's qualitative, that, you know, there's levels, but what we could also say that there's levels of
meaning. Within Torah, there's levels, yes.
So like the medium level of Torah and the medium level of Tefillah, Tefillah takes precedence. You have to stop learning Torah.
It's not takes precedence, it's just it has set times.
Right.
And since one of them doesn't have set times, so you do the one that has set times. But that doesn't disprove what he's trying to prove here. So nonetheless,
and also based on his logic, like learning Megillah would be a better way. Like the fact that you stop.
So Chazal were mitaken that you're supposed to do that. That again doesn't disprove his point.
My point is that he's trying to prove that because you stop something,
then you don't stop.
Because you don't stop, it's more important. But that's not necessarily true.
Okay, unless there's a special takana otherwise. Okay. Either way, it says, nonetheless, tefillah still connects the person to his creator. And because of this, he will feel, again, that everything comes from Hashem. It says, one level below that is korbanot. Korbanot is another way for people to feel connected to Hashem. For people for whom tefillah alone might not work. And that way is that you bring a korbanot, which distances you from Avodah Zarah, and brings you closer to Hashem. And he says, and this is the idea of the Rambam, because the Rambam says the korbanot are chukim, which means that there's many reasons behind the korbanot that we don't understand. And therefore, one day in the future, when there's no Avodah Zarah, they won't be cancelled. Not like those who wanted to change the Nusach HaTfilah instead of V'sham Nakrivu Fanecha, V'sham Ikrivu Fanecha, based on what the Rambam said in Mor Nevuchim, that there won't be Korbanot. What the Rambam says in Mor Nevuchim, that there won't be Korbanot, is different than what he's saying in the Rambam here, which is that there will be Korbanot, just we'll understand the reasons. Based on the reasons he understood for Korbanot until now, it would make sense that there wouldn't be Korbanot in the future when that's no longer Shaya, because there won't be any Avodah Zarah. But because there's reasons to Korbanot that even somebody as great as the Rambam can't fathom, meaning therefore there will still be Korbanot, just we'll possibly understand the reason better about it. It says, nonetheless, with all that information, Al Kolpanim, Roy La Adam Lidbonim, Shotei HaTorah Kedosha, Leida Sofin Yanam Kifikocho. We still have to put in our effort to try and understand every mitzvah and to the best of our ability. Because again, at the end of the day, that's what makes you closer to Hashem. So if you are constantly, if you are an Eved Hashem, constantly learning Torah, of course you're going to feel Hashem, everything's from Hashem. If you daven a lot, of course you're going to realize that everything's from Hashem. When you bring korbanot, it distances you from Avodah Zarah, and it clearly does something for Hashem, even that because we're commanded to do it, even that we don't fathom about it. But that is part of our role in trying to understand Hashem and His ways, and trying to understand all the mitzvot to the best of our abilities, is that we are trying to come closer to Hashem. And that's an important part that sometimes is forgotten about when doing mitzvot. That when you're doing mitzvot, it's not just you're doing the mitzvah because you're supposed to, because you were told to, because you're obligated in it. But when you're doing the mitzvah, that doing the mitzvah makes you closer to Hashem. Makes you realize that Hashem is in charge, Hashem tells you what to do, Hashem controls everything. And because you're doing the mitzvah, you're getting closer to Hashem. And because you think about the mitzvah and what it's all about, you're going to realize that aspect of it, that it's all about getting closer to Hashem. I don't know, since the last one before Pesach in Yeshiva, the last one in Yeshiva before Pesach, so I think that's also important about what Pesach's all about. Because Seder night, we have this incredible educational experience. And it's not just about that one night. That educational experience is supposed to rub off on us the rest of the year. Because we experience that great appreciation of Yetzirah Mitzrayim and reliving it, that Seder night is supposed to affect us the rest of the year. And that's supposed to therefore make us closer to Hashem. That aspect of mitzvah, making us closer to Hashem, is true in Korbanot. And I guess the Korban Pesach was an integral part of the Seder experience as well. But the whole Seder experience is also about making us closer to Hashem. So we should be zocha for that as well. Shkaf.